Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM Ism.
Slave, otherwise known as Aura. 93.TweetFM ism. Spectacular lowrider music, R&B, and everything all in between. Tonight, we on some commentary, man. We got to check some arrogant, loudmouth black women. The question of the day is, should it be respected or rejected? We have our online correspondent, the beautiful cousin Marcy, along with myself, Mr. Lou Lavish, I believe is available tonight. Mr. G. Lou, are you live on the premises tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Good evening.
Okay. Good evening, sir. Cousin Marcy, are you sitting shotgun?
I am here. What's up, fam? I am here in the building.
And we are together as one. Tonight, man, we're gonna discuss, man, whether or not this crazy world that we live in, should it be respected or rejected. I have a few viewpoints on what I think the state of emergency is. I got a monologue that I would like to do for y'all. But, let me go to you first, Marcy. What do you think that the situation is with our modern day bull spit black women? Not all women are crazy, so I don't want it to get misconstrued. We're not talking about the nice women, the regal women, the women that are worthy of praise and honor and respect. We're talking about the other side. What do you think the state of emergency is, and can it be corrected?
Lack of self-control, because any woman can go into that realm of being disrespectful, loudmouth, rude, and all that other stuff. Self-control, and I definitely think there is a solution for it, because you don't have to be that way.
Not at all. You choose, man. It is a choice. We all have choices. Like E-40 stole us, what, 2 years ago, was it, G. Lou? When E-40 came
everybody
with the song
choices.
Yeah, everybody got choices.
Yep.
So what do you think, Mr. Lou Lavish? How can we combat the arrogant, loudmouth black woman that's completely disrespectful unappreciative and all the above? Is it a way that we can fix them? Can we rectify their situation? Can we make them want to work with us and not against us? You have any viewpoints, sir?
That's kind of like a trick question, because I don't think you can control anyone, you know what I mean? Especially if they're a grown woman, they are who they are. But I think when we can start with ourselves, like a gentleman like yourself, like me or whoever, when they're in the presence of gentlemen, you know what I mean, that demand their respect, you know what I mean, they can look at it from a different perspective, and we can come to some type of understanding, you know what I mean, when you get a chance to conversate with her, you know what I mean? But other than that, just in general, I don't know, that's a long shot.
Yeah, they're kind of reckless. Let me do my monologue, man. It took me a lot of time to really sit back and really point out the things I see that could possibly be rectified. But here's my timeline on how I figured that the trickery started. First of all, I think once the black woman cheated with the black man, not only the black man, but you cheated with Uncle Sam. He told you, I'll give you welfare, Section 8, food stamps. I'll take care of you. But I need you to put your baby daddy on child support so I can get back all the money I'm giving to you. She said, you going to look out for me? You going to take care of me? He said, yes. Then he also told her, if he don't comply, I will garnish his paychecks, seize his bank accounts, take away his driver's license, and charge him interest to keep him down so you don't have to worry about it. But look, I need access to your home. I need keys. I'm going to be your sugar daddy, but I need keys to your house. If I come to your house and I catch him in there, you ain't going to get nothing. So black woman kind of agreed to that. Now, Sam, the side dude, otherwise known as Uncle Sam, was hoping that he can catch us up as a black man, get a felony on him, put him in prison. Now, either way it goes, he got you in check as a black woman, and he got us in check as a black man. What women didn't realize that he's putting you at a poverty level, so you're never really going to come up, because he got keys to your house. He can come up in there and do an inspection and see how you're living and see if you need some more government cheese or some butter. And he giving you all this shit to turn your back on the black man. Let's move it toward the 70s. He said, look, I want you to go to school. I'm going to allow you to go to school so you can get you some degrees and you can work for me. But I'm going to charge you for these student loans. But you ain't got to worry about paying me now, but I need you to come work for me. Y'all jumped on it. A lot of black women jumped on it. So now you're making a little money, right? Kind of think you're winning. So your head is kind of blowing up. Your arrogance is getting out of control. You now have multiple babies with multiple fathers. But you're thinking so less of men by the men that you chose. So any decent man comes your way, you turn your nose up. You laugh at the garbage man, but he makes more than you, and you have a master's degree. So you are like, wow, you're really thinking that you got it all good because you have a Section 8 voucher. So you can take care of your children by these multiple dudes. And his aim was to split us up from each other. So while he did that, you basically went along with it. That was black woman went along with it. And it wasn't by force, it was by choice. Now, to move it on a little bit further, here come the 90s. MTV and social media, which allowed you to overprice your worth. Here comes social media again. Now you're using key phrases like independent. You don't need no scrubs. All the while you're using filters, camera angles, and Photoshop to blow up your head into thinking that you're beautiful, better than the average person. Bring in the 2000s. You get a glimpse of how a few rich people live, so basically you try to mimic it. For example, you call yourself a starter boss chick, which most of them seem to have Nissan Altimas with the sparkly license plate holders and the pink steering wheel covers. Y'all basically look alike with so-called baby hair, bull nose, rings, wigs, weaves, lashes, eyebrows. You spend all your money basically on beauty products, manicures, pedicures. Your whole focus is geared around your fake looks, which now has you stealing hair out of beauty supply stores, running out of hair salons after you're getting your hair done, claiming that you're an entrepreneur, but all y'all is basically trying to sell hair, lashes, other beauty products to other black women. Half of y'all can't even spell the word entrepreneur. Recently, they did a poll and they asked 10 women between the ages of 19 to 28 to name 3 state capitals or 3 continents, and they all could not do it. That says a lot. But yet, y'all want to talk about, y'all want to travel. You want a man that's willing to travel with you, and he got to have his cookies up so y'all could travel. Man, I remember growing up, a family vacation back in the day was a trip to Magic Mountain if you lived in California, or Vegas for a weekend. Y'all spending every dime you get, but you want to get a man to fund your TV lifestyle that you want to live. That ain't really cool, man. It makes no sense. Most men don't trust you because you set people up, you drug them, you bash windshields, slash tires, stalk ex-girlfriends, come to your job with drama. Man, I won't even drink Kool-Aid if a woman make it. I'd be afraid it's going to be some antifreeze. Most of y'all run the OnlyFans or become sex workers, strippers, bottle girls, or identity thieves because that's the easy way out. I despise the suckers who pay for y'all services that perpetuate the arrogance. But quit to call a man insecure, but afraid to go outside without your mask on. I can see a fake booty from the front. The hips don't match the legs, baby. So you need to sit your loudmouth, selfish, greedy, inconsiderate, delusional ass somewhere and raise your turned-up kids. And FYI, I got the Brazilian and Indian lace fronts for sale. DM me, Tyquisha, your daughter probably named Crystal, and your ugly dog named Gucci. Now, Uncle Sam kicking y'all out all over the country. So to me, it kind of looked like you played yourself. You're not moving forward. You're embarrassing black women like Nikki Giovanni, Maya Angelou, all of the real women that paved the way for you to have dignity, but you want to go to the White House and twerk. I don't care what happens to you, because you're going to get what you deserve. And that's just my monologue for the evening. Hope I wasn't abrasive. This not goes
that
out
was...
to all black women. This goes out to
yeah.
a single select few that fit that criteria.
Button.
If the shoe fits,
yeah, it's a few.
It was a slip-on, baby.
That's a few. Yeah, that was very interesting. You brought up, of course, always a lot of interesting points. You broke the timeline down real good where all that stuff started happening. But we always have to bring it back into the present. We're in 2022, and these things started happening all those years ago. There was a shift. There was a shift in the dynamic and the power, the control, man versus woman in all kind of areas. We have those scenarios. All women are not like that. Of course, all black women are not like that. My trouble that I find, it strangles my heart nerve. The things that we see go on with the women with these types of attitudes, with the things that they have to have, if they can't spell entrepreneur, but they can book a flight to go to Cabo and they can go and take their so-called friend there and beat the brakes off her until she's dead. So this is my problem with today's female. And the female of yesterday that bore these children. And like you said, you need to be somewhere taking care of your turned up ass kids, period. Because that's what we're dealing with now. We're dealing with a generation of kids, little monsters, that they came from somewhere. And it's not no excuse, you a bad bee and this, that, and the other, and you get what you want. And you see a lot of this female interpreted attitude is now on the man's side. You can see a man read a woman now for filth, like the girls like to say, but they doing it just as good as the women. Or they're sitting up there videotaping some stupid ass shit like what went on over there with that young lady, rest her soul. They videotaping and talking about why you won't fight back. So it just goes so much deeper than, you know, it's all in the mind. And again, it goes back to this self-control. Nobody taught you early on, you touch the stove, you're going to get burned. You put your finger in that socket, you're going to electrocute yourself, stupid.
But yet they'll leave you and get back on a plane and come back to the United States like it ain't nothing. Yeah, I mean,
no, they'll call your parents.
That's what's so faulty
they'll
and
call
lie
your
to your
parents.
Yeah, that
yeah,
was so
with
faulty.
Yeah, a bold-faced lie. And now they're still like, and then the thing is, the other point that I had with, to go with your monologue was, you know, the things that we do see and that we are privy to every single day that we weren't, it's just like they're still showing Black people losing their lives on camera. You're going to see it slow. You're going to see it fast. This is impacting women as well. Why would you even as a woman do that? Because you got the Bad Girls Club airing for 10 plus seasons. And nobody tell you this is not how you want to be. My girls are grown.
I can't tell them,
oh, don't watch the Bad Girls Club. But back when they were 3 and 4, you're going to have some structure. You might try to sneak and watch it, but this is not how you act. That's not how you carry yourself.
I think they got the combo. And I think that old girl had probably put up her money because she had the money. And she probably asked for the girls, okay, well, we here now, girl. I need y'all to kick in y'all half. And they probably didn't have the money. And that's how I believe the fight ensued. And then everybody panicked and panicked.
Why do we need a reason? They beat her ass first. She was still alive. She got attacked a second time, and we don't have it on tape, and that's how her neck and her back got broke. But the men were there at that point. So you got men out here that's condoning this kind of, and we don't need no excuse. She could have asked her for $1 million. It's just going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but it's all going into what you were saying. Like, it's just this cycle that just started from some point in the timeline that has everybody effed up, the women and the men. Black men didn't used to act like this. Black men act more like bitches these days than these bitches do.
Yeah, I will agree, but back in the day, a man could go on a date and take you to the Sizzler and all you can eat salad bar or Red Lobster, and it was all good. Now
you can do that today. You can do
but
that
now
today.
These women now, oh no, you can't take me to no chain restaurant, and you know I'm better than that. And that's man, I just don't like all of the loudmouth shit. See, to me, it's the loudmouth shit. Let me play this for y'all. 93.2 FM. If you talk to me, I just want to be talked to with respect, because all the other bullshit, man, I'm not. I'll push you out the car after I stop, of course. I'm not going to push you out the rolling car. I'm
going to
stop,
problem.
Then I'm going to push your ass out the car. That's the point, sweet FM. G. Lou, Cousin Barcy,
Tony. Why are Black women so argumentative? We find any and everything to argue over except something constructive. In fact, we don't consider it a good time unless we've been arguing and fighting with someone over something. We argue in defense of being single mothers. We argue in defense of cursing every other word and being whores because the men do it too. And we argue against accountability for our own actions. And we hide behind God and Jesus to do that with. Only God can judge me. They define themselves by conflict and not by who they're building with. You'll find one or a whole generation of black females fighting and holding grudges in any black family in America. 14 years ago, my grandfather was in the hospital dying. All of his children came to the hospital, six men and two women, and they were in the corridor discussing his care. And it was the two females that got into an argument over my grandfather's care. And that devolved into an argument over who was his favorite daughter. And they haven't been speaking since. There's a TV show I watch called Boardwalk Empire. And on the show in, I believe, season three, there is this ultra-violent gangster named Jip Rossetti. And it's said that he's so mean that he can find the insult in a bouquet of roses. That pretty well describes the average black female today. And the sad part is we're proud of this. We're proud to be loud and argumentative and rude and turn around and call that foolishness a strength. And then when nobody wants to argue with us anymore, we'll yell, "You can't handle a strong black woman." This isn't just a cultural quirk. This illustrates a fundamental difference between the way black women handle conflict and the way the rest of the world does. No matter how inappropriate or petty the issue, we will find a reason to fight, and if she can't find one, she'll make one. Even if she knows what she's going to see she's not going to like, she'll go there anyway just to argue with people over their opinions. Go to any social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you'll find a black female arbitrarily arguing with people that she does not know just because their opinions. And the goal is never to come to a resolution. The goal is to just vent this never-ending cauldron of hate and anger and rage that's inside of her. I want you to take a look at something. I want you to watch this clip. It's a clip of an interaction between LeBron James and Mario Chalmers, also known as Rio. And I'll be right back.
Argument earlier, frustrated over some defense. James really got in his face. But then a short time after this argument, yo, Rio, that's what they call Mario Chalmers. I was wrong, my bad.
That's great leadership. I tell you what, when we talked about LeBron being a great teammate, I mean, obviously this guy is the king. And for him to look at that in that situation and say, "I was wrong," speaks volumes to his teammates and his coaches.
As a woman, I understood that clip to be a demonstration of black male leadership. Look how quickly the situation escalated and then de-escalated, and one male was able to say to the other, "My bad, bro. I was wrong." I have a question for black females. When is the last time you sat down, admitted you were wrong, and closed your mouth? See, LeBron understood that for the sake of his team, he should stand down and apologize for his outburst. And it has nothing to do with money or getting paid to get along well. The ability to stand down and apologize for poor behavior is a character trait. That is not something that comes with money. You have that or you don't. There are plenty of people with money who act stupidly. Black women as a whole, we do not lack the character to stand down. Even when it's destroying our team. You continue to fight and yell and argue to our detriment. And your arguments are so misguided and backwards and downright stupid that black men are openly discussing other races of women to build with. I know what someone's going to say, "You're tearing black women down, now what's your solution?" The solution is be quiet. The solution is close your mouth. The solution is stop arguing, stop fighting, let go of your anger, and be quiet. If you spent less time talking and actually listening to what the men are saying, you'd peep game. Because they're not telling you what they exactly want you to do, but they're telling you what they'd expect from you as a woman. And you're too busy being a hate monger and a brat to absorb it. Black men in general are tired of us. This argumentative thing you've got going, which, by the way, you don't pull with white men, is pushing black men away from you, and it's not getting you anywhere. This is one of the reasons we got a race full of baby mamas, and 50% of black women have herpes and no husband. At this point, black men are just...
Mercy, and you're tuned in to the After Six Cruise Mix on 93.2 FM. Go on and tell a hater to tell a player, tweet Cadillac, baby.
That's what you gotta do. That's what you need to do. Stay true. Cousin Marcy, G. Lou, the After Six Cruise Mix. We on the arrogant, loudmouth biatch tonight. And, man, we don't mean no harm, man, because every woman ain't a itch. Every woman ain't a snitch. And there's some real women out there. Mm-mm. It's just hard to really figure them out, know where they are, because they're like chameleons, man. They basically like chameleons. You guys are so much in disguise till when you take off the hair. I saw a post today that was rather intriguing to me. A girl said once she became comfortable with her dude that she had met for over 2 weeks, she decided to take off her weave and all of that. And he looked at her and he was like, he got up, he didn't say nothing, he just left. And he blocked her. She had sexual relations with this man for 2 weeks, but once he actually figured out what she really looked like, he just, hey, I'm out. It's not what we sign up for. It's not what we sign up for. And it's like, wow. And I've seen so many makeup tutorials that be on YouTube where they had an ugly, well, God don't make nothing ugly. Let me take that back. They had an unattractive Vietnamese woman that they pulled out of a bush, basically. And they did a makeover on her and turned her gorgeous. They showed the before picture and they showed the after picture. So understand how a man could get hoodwinked. These broad, matter of fact, Cousin Marcy, I believe I sent you a post about a girl that had no hair, basically, and put on her little lace front. Man, she was like George Jefferson, her real self. But she put on that lace front, and all of her fronts was gone because of the, I guess, the hair glue or whatever it takes to, you know, make these bras, you know, to stick the weaves on. But anyway, she was kind of messed up, right? And if a man knew that that's what he was getting, he wouldn't really find y'all alluring. It's bad enough all these poses that y'all take with the one leg up and the camera angles. And it's like, we don't know what we're getting. And then here comes the attitude. That's basically the problem. We might like you on face value, but then we get the attitude. Then when we dish you, now you're coming to the job and you're bashing car windows and slashing tires. And me personally, I've never had my car windows broke, never had my tires slashed. I got cussed out one time. Girl followed me in the cab. Didn't know that. But she popped up in the cab at my crib, and I told her I was tired, I wanted to go home, and I got suited and booty, was on my way out, and all of a sudden I look up and I see a cab. It was a cab, that's kind of odd. I come out suited and booty, she pops out the cab, cuss me out. That's the worst that ever happened to me. Thank God that's the worst. Excuse me, because I really don't want my car slashed up. G-Lou, I don't know if you ever got your windows bashed up or broke or anything, but if you have, speak on it.
I had some incidents, man, you know what I mean? But sugar in the tank, you know, all that weird stuff. But never my windows bashed, though. You know, I don't think nah, I ain't going for that one. So I haven't had that, but you know, a couple incidents. But you know, I guess it comes with the territory. You know what I mean?
It comes with the territory.
Yeah, and during those growing pains. You know what I mean? That wouldn't happen.
They
now
get in their feelings. They kind of get in their feelings. Next thing you know, you caught up in the matrix, and
yeah,
you really didn't want that. You know, you, man, no man really wants that. No man, man, that's why I tell dudes, stop lying to these chicks. Because once they have sex with you, then they're on some emotional stuff, and you might not be on that same page. Don't pump them
up.
Yeah,
keep it real. That's
exactly
the message, man. Everyone, keep it real with people.
Don't even let them
know.
Don't even let them think that they're the only one. Tell them, look, I dig you, but I'm talking to other women right now, and I'm living my life. If you like me, I like you. We'll see where it go. Anyway, let's move on. 90-point tweet FM.
You gotta say that how you really supposed to say it. Yeah, you gotta say that how you look here, huh? No, I'm kidding. I have something to say about that clip though. That clip is over 10 years old, and don't believe the hype. I've seen that girl before. She has some points. But don't believe the hype on her, because the only thing she makes me think about is you know, again, we can't just put it on black women. Now, what do we see more than anything? They done named them and everything. Well, they got Karen and we got Sharon's. And the big difference is we just see it more with our own eyes now. But when is the last time, in their defense for what she was saying, when is the last time that you all have seen in your face a Karen incident go down? That could be their only defense when it comes to comparing with a loud black woman or the loudmouth black woman. That's the only thing I wanted to say about old girl. But yeah, just don't believe the hype. And don't be out there doing that kind of stuff. Like, don't go to jail. Don't go out there slashing nobody's tire. Just everybody keep it real. That's it. That's all. It's so easy. Oh, no. Maybe we the only three. Maybe we the only two. Maybe we the only three left. Just keep it real. Yeah, it's too
Karens
dangerous.
Karens know when to shut up to their men, though. That's the difference between a Karen and a Sharon.
That's a
Karens all kind of buck wild, but a black woman will argue all the way to the car when y'all leaving. She'll make a scene, not a scene.
Remember,
that's the difference.
Remember Any Given Sunday? Remember the quarterback, Dennis Quaid's character? Remember?
Yes, I do. Yes.
It was only one physical assault to a male on that whole movie. And who did it? His wife slapped his ass. Like, I can't go with that. I'm never going to be able to go with that, that one is doing it more than the other. I can't.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you look at it from my perspective, you see more black women, even the ones with the money, that the followers are kind of jocking them and, you know, believing in them. And the ones that got the Birkin bags and the reality show divas, they fighting amongst themselves. And it's like, why would y'all be doing that? And y'all supposed to be so-called rich. And then all other women, to me, are followers. It's like y'all want that lifestyle that they got. So y'all instantly to go from zero to Section 8 in 2.3 seconds. Man, I say that all the time. That's basically my favorite line right about now. But I've noticed that black women are so quick to fly off the handle, whereas other women can at least, if a male figure say, hey, baby, calm it down a little bit, they'll back up. But not a black woman. She got to go all the way in. That's my problem. Don't keep perpetuating it. If I tell you, hey, look, calm down, because your mouth can get us all in trouble. How many dudes have had to defend their girls over their girls talking shit, you know, and then and it's men involved. Now I can't let a dude slap my girl. Now I got to do something. Feel me? Black women put their men in messed up situations. Now, how embarrassing is that as a black man? Your girl do something, put you in an uncompromising situation, and you get choked out like the girl in Mexico. Feel me? And now, 2 months later, she with your best friend. Feel me? That can happen. If I shoot the guy because you didn't sock through a drink in the dude's face, and now I got to fight the dude, and now I go to jail. You were the dude 2 months later. And that's my problem, man. It's like y'all don't have no filter. Y'all don't have no on and off switch. And y'all ain't used to getting just popped in your goddamn mouth. And it's like sometimes you need...
Which we would never condone. We would never condone.
You need you. I never said that. I'm just saying, if y'all would have been popped in your mouth, maybe you'd have some act right. I'm not saying pop your girl in your mouth, because to me, if I got to hit you, I don't need you. Because, man, why? That, to me, that's the dumbest thing in the world. If I love you and respect you, why would I want to slap the shit out your mouth? I wouldn't want to do that. I'd just walk off and you never see me again. That's me personally. But I don't understand how a black woman will put her man in an uncompromising position. And then when violence comes, now she wants to be the victim. But she the one that threw a drink in that man's face. Feel me? So that's my problem too, man, as well. Our black women, man, they don't know when to just chill and be ladies, be women, be, you know, what's an elegant black woman? Be a, damn, Marcy, answer that question. Damn it, elegant, respected black woman.
Well, you could say what? You would maybe say Lena Horne or somebody like that, Diane Carroll, but who knows how they were behind closed doors. That's why we cannot make generalized statements.
But that's the point. Yeah. They didn't do it in public, though. No matter what they did behind closed doors, that's cool. Don't embarrass me in public. That's the problem right there. Don't put me in an uncompromising situation that could result to mayhem, death, prison sentences. Don't do that. If I tell you, hey, baby, let's go to the car, shit's getting out of hand, calm down. Why'd you throw that drink in that dude's face? That's Mike Tyson. Why would you throw a drink in Mike Tyson's face? Come on, now I got to fight Mike Tyson because of your emotional antics. That's my problem. That's what black women don't understand. And then when Mike Tyson beat up,
do you think our society would be more conducive, where we would have less of that if it were ran like a totalitarianism? Like, okay, well,
no,
you can't go outside without all your
face
covers.
No, that's not the issue. The issue is if black women respected black men, if I tell you, hey, baby, calm down, I need for you to instantly calm down. I need you to be like a trained canine German Shepherd that I bought from Germany. Feel me if I tell you,
no,
hey, baby,
no.
Calm down. There you go. That's the problem. That's the problem. How can I leave if you're not going to listen? How can I leave?
Well, first,
the black, you must trust me and respect me to know that I have your best interest and my best interest at heart. So if I tell you, hey, baby, stand down, and you refuse to do that, you are putting you and me both in danger. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's
respect, yes, but never compared to an animal. But yes, I agree. You should be able to say to your partner, your mate, or whoever you're with, some people get
shut
in family trouble. They could be out with an aunt or a sister. So you with
I should be able to tell them. I should be able to tell them. I should be able to tell them to shut the fuck
don't
up.
Don't do that.
And they should listen and respect it. If I tell you, shut the fuck up. And I shouldn't even have to say shut the fuck up. I just say, hey, baby, I got this, baby. Chill out. Hey, baby, chill out. Let me handle this. That's what I should be able to say. But no, while I'm trying to stop the situation, you in the back of me still going crazy, throwing up gang signs and all that other bullshit.
No, gosh.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, that's not good.
Let me go to this one, man, right here. 90.2 FM. G. Lou is quiet as a church mouse because you don't want to get involved. I understand. Much love.
Get involved. Get involved. Don't let him.
Don't let him call them
dogs and stuff over there.
Exactly. He ain't trying to get involved, but
get in
I don't
on this.
Damn.
You know you done seen the Karen go off a time or two.
Exactly. 93.2 FM. Lou Lavis, G. Lou, Cousin Marcy, Tweet
Cadillac,
Mr. Melody. Check this one out, y'all.
Hey guys, it's your girl Dee Dee, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you guys are doing great. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. So your girl is back with another reaction video. Now this video comes from a woman who says, NYC is not safe. A random grown man just punched me in my face. So I'm pretty sure there's more to this story, but we're going to jump into this particular video. Make sure you guys chime in the comments. I definitely want to hear your thoughts on this. I want to hear what you have to say. Let's go ahead and get into the video. Make sure you comment, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell to be notified when I upload new videos. Let's get into the video.
NYC is not safe. A random ground man just punched me.
This is probably going to be the most unpopular opinion on the internet, but I'm going to say it anyway because, well, I think it needs to be said. You had a man aggressively approach you. He told you that he hit like you, and you kept talking. Now, when he approached you, you knew he approached you aggressively, so you had to know he was a threat. I don't understand how your spidey senses didn't tingle or nothing in you said danger. Will Robinson. Black men are black women every 4.8 hours, and they don't have to know you, and you know this. I'm pretty sure you know this, and you kept talking. And in a condescending tone, no doubt, you said he was operating in his feminine energy. You didn't say it once, you said it twice. You called a grown man a that was already acting aggressively. He was already a threat. You had no firearm. You had no bear spray. You had no pen knife. You had nothing to protect yourself. And he asked for the okay from another man and said, "Is he was she with you?" And he said, no, he wanted no parts of it. And you kept talking. Nothing in you said, let me turn around and go the other way. This man is a threat. Let me get into the nearest building because this man is a threat. And you kept talking, and he hit you in your mouth. And you had nothing to protect yourself. Going forward, watch your surroundings. Going forward, when somebody approaches you aggressively, knowing what we know and what's happening to black women, get yourself somewhere safe. But for Pete's sake, stop running your mouth. That's what got you hit in your mouth.
All right. So listen, what do you guys think about what she had to say? So obviously there was more to the story than what we see here, but apparently this transpired and a woman ended up getting hit in her face. Now, I don't condone violence of any sort. I don't think anybody should be putting their hands on anyone, but you have to be smart at the same time. And especially as a woman, you have to really learn and know how to protect yourself. You can't walk around here out in these streets thinking that this independent, masculine, aggressive mentality as a woman is going to keep you safe, because it's not. You have to understand that you're very vulnerable. And I think a lot of women have forgotten that how vulnerable they are, because they're able to walk around as and feel as free as possible. And then they kind of forget that there are dangers lurking around in this world. This is not a safe place. And I think they get it twisted and they think that because they're so independent and they feel like they rule the world and they can just move how they want to, they forget how vulnerable they are. I spoke about this in a previous video, how women have become desensitized to the dangers of this world because they think that, oh, we're empowered to do other things, that they're not vulnerable in some, and they don't see the dangers lurking around them. And on top of that, like she mentioned in the video, hey, if you come across a guy who says, I beat women like you, then that's a red flag to get out of the way, to get to a safer place. Don't engage a person like that, because that person clearly has problems. But somehow with our women, we feel like we can just say what we want, do what we want in the midst of a crazy person, in the midst of somebody who's already rattled. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who's already ready to start something. Why do we think that we can just start talking and antagonizing the person and making the situation worse and not understanding that you're the vulnerable one? But you just keep talking and you keep talking and you think that this is somehow going to turn out good for you. And of course, yeah, nobody has a right to put hands on anybody else. But just because they don't have a right to do it don't mean that there aren't crazy people out here who will do it. And this video is an indication of that. So why would you further engage a person who already has fighting on their minds, or already in a particular state, to start doing crazy stuff? It just doesn't make sense. You gotta learn how to first protect yourself. You gotta learn how to just shut up sometimes. Know when to talk and when to be quiet. There's a time and a place for it. You don't have to run your mouth and start becoming aggressive in the wrong situations. Now, this was clearly a wrong situation. Yes, a lot of women are going to say, well, he shouldn't have. But can we control the nature of other people? No. We can only control ourselves. You can't control what somebody else is going to do, whether it's right or wrong. How many people out here doing the wrong things? We can't control the nature of somebody else or a crazy person. We can't. So you can only do what's best for you when you're put up in a situation like this. So starting to talk and getting aggressive with an already aggressive person is not going to help you. I'm just saying. We got to use common sense and understand that, look, some situations you need to be quiet. This independent, aggressive nature is not going to help you in situations like this. I'm just saying, because as much as women want to feel and believe empowered and they're independent and they're boss chicks and we have to be aggressive because we got to get to the bag, you got to understand that most men are stronger than most women. You're no match for a man out here in this world who's already a loose cannon. So you can talk aggressively all you want, but when it comes to them hands, that man is more than likely more stronger than you and can overpower you and win in that situation. I'm just saying. So it'd be wise for you to understand, hey, I'm vulnerable here. I don't have any protection here. I'm out here by myself with a person who's possibly crazy or whatever. And maybe it would make more sense for me to shut the hell up, get myself to a safe place, and not try to engage this person who's already, you know, over the rails. I'm just saying. That makes sense to me. We got to understand that you can't conflate the two, this aggressive, independent nature with somebody who's out here, you know, trying to do harm to a person. You got to understand that you're not going to win that. You're not going to win that fight. You're not going to win that battle. If you don't have anything to protect yourself, you don't have any help, and you're out here by yourself, you got to understand you need to stop thinking that you can just aggressively go back and forth with these people and constantly talking and running your mouth and saying crazy things to a person who's crazy. We got to do better. We really got to do better. You really got to understand that you're the vulnerable one out here in these streets. It's mind-boggling to me how so many women walk around and think that they're stronger than they actually are and that they can go out here and just do and be however they want to be and don't understand that they're the vulnerable ones in a situation. So I thought this was interesting. Y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments of this video. If I could find the actual video, I will try to find it. If not, you guys, just let me know your thoughts on this situation because I think this is crazy. You know, a lot of these entitlements and this just back talking and talking all aggressively and antagonize the person who's already crazy is not helpful in these situations. So you've got to realize that, hey, you can't do that. The best thing to do is try to avoid these types of people. Get out of this situation. Find yourself in a place where there are other people around and understand that you are no match for a strong, crazy man. I'm just saying. And not all men are out here doing this, but there are crazy people. We can't deny that. There are crazy people.
What do you think about that one, Cousin Marcy? I need your viewpoints, your honest viewpoints. Women are actively aggressive in situations where they should be looking pretty in the corner, screaming for help, you know, pull out your knife, out your purse, your pepper spray if I need help. Defend me if I need help. But other than that, you're supposed to be beautiful in your dress, in your high heels, and mediating the situation without talk. Just stand down. And if you see me panic, that's when you should panic. That's when you should grab for your deuce-deuce revolver that I gave you. You know, because I got mine on me, and you said your pepper spray and whatever to make sure that we go home. I don't need you antagonizing the situation, making it worse. That's all I'm saying. Because when a dude slap, when Mike Tyson slap you, now my manhood is on the line. What do you think about that?
They need to stand down. Stand down, girl. Yeah, stand down. And down. You should not be putting yourself into those types of situations. So now I'm in agreement with that one. That only makes sense. That's normal human behavior. Men or women, don't be out there doing those types of things. That's idiotic. It makes no sense. You didn't learn young enough. Nobody put it in your head. You touch the stove, you're going to get burned. You didn't listen. You were talking back then. Nobody checked you. That's the word I was looking for. They didn't get checked young enough and not often enough. So now everybody's in danger. People they won't even stand down to an officer of the law.
Exactly. Exactly. You saw the girl in Atlanta in the park. You saw what happened to her. You know, she went be all aggressive with the police and get slammed on the ground. When all she had to
she
do
didn't
was
even have to
her
go
mouth.
To jail that night. She could have. He was trying to get a man the ticket, but here she comes. So that's a perfect example. Yeah, you got these ignoramuses out there. They're out there. We know this. They're out there. But that's my only opinion on that. They just did not get checked early
OG.
Enough, often enough, to know how to act.
My grandma.
And there's still nothing being
that.
Done about it.
You an ignoramus. That's an OG cap right there. Wow, I heard that in 30 years. An ignoramus. And I bet you the average person never even heard that word before. That is an OG term right there. My grandmother used to say that.
My mom used
that
to
is
that.
So
my
true.
My mom used to tell me that when I was not doing
yep,
something crazy.
Exactly.
Like an ignoramus.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That blew my mind right there just to hear that from Marcy. But man,
see, I try not to curse at my children, so I use those kind of terms when I think, because I don't like stupid. I learned not to say that. I learned not to say shut up at a young age. I'd probably do it more now, the old as I am. But, yeah, I had to use other terms. And my cousin taught me one, too, and I really took that one. Like, you total brain. Like, I just love when she says that. Like, it's other ways that you could do that. You know, I'd never abused my girls or no kids for that matter. But, yeah, these people out there, they need some old school verbiage. You're acting like a bunch of ignoramuses, period.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Go sit
agree.
Them down, make them
I
write
totally
standards 100 times. I think that's what we need. Like, jail don't work. I mean, if somebody gets hurt, you know, that's horrible. But they're not even taking into account, like, rest her soul. Look what happened to Breonna Taylor. She totally, it wasn't a predicament for her where she had to stand down. You know, and they want to, and then just like what happened with the young lady that we were talking about earlier, Shinquella, again, we don't see these people standing up. So they still protected.
They're gonna
we don't
leave.
See
they're
no
gonna
BLM.
Leave. They're
going to
leave.
And this is a whole nother country that we're talking about. And you don't see BLM. So I haven't heard anything, but I figured I would by now. But yeah,
nope,
maybe black women
you're
have
not.
this sense of we're not protected. We are not protected. Things like this can and will continue to happen to us. Unfortunately, it's just really sad. So we might have a little bit of more fire in us when it's like everybody's against you. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes the real you. So you might put on this facade, or you might do all these things to yourself, and I don't put anybody in that category, because you do what you do for you. You got to get into self. They don't have any self-awareness. You're not aware of yourself. If you're out there, hands all in the air, you snapping your fingers and you twerking on a gas station pump, like, what are we saying here? You want gas in your ass? It's too much.
They don't understand what it is to be an elegant black woman, but yet you're so quick to call yourself a queen. You cannot be a queen unless you have a king that has dubbed thee. So that right there, it's like everybody's beautiful in their own way. We understand that. We respect that. But
I literally only
have
one person in my life that I call queen, and she's like literally the only one, because you can't just give that out to everybody because they're not deserving. I don't even be feeling like nobody my age should be given that term. Not what have
well,
you done?
They're self-proclaimed queens. That's the issue. Remember, all black women think that they're tens. When Kevin Samuels was alive, may he rest in peace. Because he made y'all look into a mirror. A lot of arrogant black women, he made y'all look into a mirror. And y'all hated him, but you steadily kept calling him because you wanted that masculine energy that he gave you. And then when he clowned you and dogged you, you got mad. When he told you, hey, baby, you're really average at best. I'll give you a 5. Because all these women think that they're teens, but if you take off that makeup,
mad at Kevin Samuels, rest his soul.
Yeah,
they, ooh,
but
he had a mad. But
all
I didn't have no problem with him. I like
all he
him.
Did
I,
was
I,
hold up
I,
a mirror. All
he held up
did
a mirror.
Was hold up a mirror, and they could not accept the truth, man. because...
And they were so crazy, they called him. They called him. That's like one of those situations where you call a call center and want to cuss the representative out. You called me. You called me to ask me for my help, but you want to cuss me out.
But your computer won't work.
Make it make sense.
And get stupid mad. And get stupid mad about it. But what's even the sad part about it is, once he told them the truth, they couldn't accept that. It's like, okay, your attributes and all of that, okay, that's cool. I can dig that. But your attitude is what's stopping you from finding the man that you want. You're turning your nose up at the garbage man, and he make more money than you, and you got a degree. You don't want the UPS man. And I know a UPS man had a job after we graduated high school. His first job was a summer job at UPS, and he worked there for 35 years. He had one job in his life. He started from the warehouse to the truck to the office. This man got lowriders, a house, swimming pools, a boat, got everything off of one job. Retirement plan that's out of this world. But those are the guys that, oh, y'all squares, you know. I need somebody that can come travel. Come on, man. These women are idiotic.
In these days and times, anybody is lucky to have any source of employment the way the recession is now, like in full throttle. People are losing their jobs again.
It's gone.
And it's really sad. So,
even the crypto people.
I don't have no. I am in agreement to all that. That's all stupidity. Like, you need to try to travel to work and make sure you travel into the bank to put some money in it for later, because it's going down. And
but they
y'all
want
not gonna
so
be able
much.
To scam no more. Y'all not gonna be able to do none of this stuff.
They want instant gratification. Let me go to this one right here, y'all. Lil Lavish, insight as always. Sweet as pie, Cousin Marcy, Tweet Cadillac. Check this out, man. Y'all be tripping. We understand, man, that life, man, y'all be tripping. We love y'all to death, man. We love y'all, man, more than Monday Night Football, but y'all just don't act right. Y'all need some OG act right juice, as they used to say. Not be point tweet at me. Check this out.
Hey guys, it's your girl Dee Dee, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you guys are doing great. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. So your girl is back at it. I'm back at it with another TikTok reaction video. Now this video comes from a woman who says black women are expensive. Child, I think we already know that. But I want you guys to hear what she has to say, and then I'm going to give my two cents. And I want you to definitely chime in the comments and give your thoughts on what she had to say. I want to hear your perspective. So I'm going to stop talking. Let's jump into the video. Before we do, make sure you hit that subscribe button if you're new to the channel. Make sure you hit that like button, share, and also hit that notification bell to be notified when I upload new videos, and click all, okay? So now that we got that out of the way, let's go ahead and jump into what she has to say, and then I'm going to give my two cents. Here we go.
Agree with me or not, black girls are the most high maintenance group of women on the motherfucking planet. You cannot tell me that we don't spend so much money on our appearance. From braids to wigs to Brazilian blowouts to makeup to nails to jewelry, being a black girl is expensive. So I find it so funny when people try to emulate us, because being black is not cheap. We spend so much money like...
All right. Y'all let me know what y'all think about what she had to say. What are your thoughts on what she's saying? So, listen, I'm just going to give my two cents, and I'm going to be honest. Honesty is the best policy. So, listen, she's saying, hey, black women are expensive. We spend money on hair. We know we spend money on wigs, weaves, makeup, clothing, shoes, bags, all of it. We know this to be true. So what she's saying is 100% true. We know it. Black women dominate the spending market. I'll agree with her, but I don't think it's something that we should be bragging about. I don't think it's something that you should be boasting about, because it's not cute, especially when black women per capita spends more than on average than any other group or race of people in general. But simultaneously, black women are the most evicted, the least married, the most in poverty, the most in debt. And also, while looking for a well-to-do or a rich man to finance their spending habits. And all while we hear a lot of black women talking about, oh, you know, we're getting to the bag, we're entrepreneurs, we're doing a damn thing, but a lot of us are in debt. A lot of black women are in debt. So how beneficial is that? And why would you want to come out and brag, so to speak, about how much you spend knowing that it's an issue? And this is why you find a lot of women looking for a man, some type of simp, to come in and pay for this lifestyle and pay for all these bills that women have racked up. Make it make sense. So I personally don't think that this is a good thing to really brag about, that black women are so expensive. You know, black women pay this much for this and that, and all of these things are not necessary. I mean, I know women like to look cute. We all wear weaves and wigs or some type of, you know, enhancements, makeup, etc. But it's not a necessity. It's not something that you have to buy on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? And it's not something that you really need. It's a want, but it's not something that you really need. This is why a lot of men are turned off. This is part of the reason why a lot of men are going elsewhere. They don't want to be the ones to have to afford this extra expensive, lavish lifestyle on a daily basis. Because this is not even talking about finances, your future, savings, what you have set up for your kids. We're not talking about that. We're talking about things that you really don't need. If you already have hair on your head, you don't really need a wig. You know what I'm saying? You don't really need that. But if we can brag and boast about how much money we spend on frivolous things, that means, Houston, we have a problem. And see, women can admit it when they think it's something good to talk about, but when you flip it around and tell the real tale and be truthful about the problem that it's causing, then they want to get mad and double down or shame people for being honest about it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if we have a bunch of women who are spending all this millions and millions of dollars on wigs and the beauty industry, black women spend the most on those things. But then when you turn around and ask how much money you have in savings, do you have a trust fund for your kids? Do you have savings for your children? How much debt do you have? Are you paying down your debt? It really boils down to how frivolous and how reckless a lot of us are. These are the things that we don't really want to focus on or talk about because this is boring. Nobody wants to talk about this. Everybody wants to just have a hot girl summer and have fun and run around and do whatever it is you want to do. But when reality sets in and we start getting down to what's really important, a lot of us, a lot of black women are at a loss and don't really have it together like they think they do. And so this is why I believe that a lot of women are looking for a man to come in and fix all of these issues. You want a man who's been working hard and saving his money and doing what he was supposed to do to come in and go broke trying to save you. That's unrealistic, and I don't think that anyone should do that. Because when you talk about a lifestyle and you need somebody to come in and he needs to be able to pay for my lifestyle and take care of himself, you're asking too much in my opinion, because he didn't create that debt. You create the debt and then you don't know how to get yourself out of it because you're constantly perpetuating the cycle. And a lot of women find themselves in trouble when it comes to financials. And the older you get, you realize, oh, damn, I done messed up. I only focused on hot girl summers and buying shit. And now I'm in over my head. It's too much. I need a man. Come in and help. 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 Come in and help me. Come and rescue me. And I don't think that that's fair. And I think instead of talking about how much we spend on weaves, wigs, clothes, all this stuff that really is frivolous, maybe we should need to start changing that and start figuring out how to get out of debt, how to build up, you know, your wealth or, you know, save some money, put some money in some, invest something, do something that will help your future, not just what you can do today. I find it very interesting how we can brag about these things, but when anytime somebody talk about something that's more important, nobody wants to hear that. We have a bunch of women who don't want to get married. You don't want to build. They talk about generational wealth, but how are you going to do that by yourself? And how are you going to do that with all this debt that you have? How are you going to get out of debt in order to create generational wealth? If you're constantly spending and you're not doing anything with your money, how are you going to build that and build it by yourself? A lot of women don't understand that having a husband and a family structure and you coming together with a man is a quicker way to build generational wealth. But a lot of women don't see it that way. They just see a man. Oh, he's just a man, whatever. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't contribute anything, so I'm going to do it by myself. And you end up not being able to do it by yourself. So first off, that's, you're already at a loss with that. Then we have women out here struggling and just going for degree after degree after degree and not able, being able to pay off these loans. These are loans. And I feel like if women are getting to the bag so much, why are they so in debt? Why are you so in debt? Why can't you pay off your loans then? If you're making that kind of money, you should be able to pay off your loans. So we got a lot of work to do. That's all I can say. It's a lot of work that needs to be done. And we have to first be willing to be accountable, as I always say, and then start to find ways to make changes to do better. So listen, I'm going to leave it there. You guys chime in the comments. Let me know what you think.
Oh, shit. I guess that's one less bitch you got to worry about.
Let's describe a certain female. A female with a disease of character and attitude. If you will, a snob. However, in the view of NWA,
a bitch is a bitch, so if I'm poor or rich, I talk in the exact same pitch. Now the title bitch don't apply to all women, but all women have a little bitch in them. It's like a disease that plagues their character, taking the women of America. And it starts with the letter B, and makes a girl like that think she better than me. See, some get mad, and some just bear it. But yo, if the shoe fits, wear it. It makes them go deaf in the ear, that's why. When you say hi, she won't say hi. Are you the kind that think you're too damn fly? Bitch, eat shit and die. Ice Cube coming at you at a crazy pitch. I think a bitch is a bitch.
Who the fuck you think you calling a bitch, you little sorry motherfucker? I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to. Let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I'm not no
bitch, shut the fuck up. Yo, you can tell a girl that's out for the money. She look good and the bitch walk funny. She ain't no dummy, she'd rather cut knife in. Yo, bitch, fuck what I'm driving. See a young nigga that's striving. You're through without a BMW. That's why a bitch is a bitch, I guess. Or either PMS. Here, test the girl that's kinda snobby. And I bet you dissing niggas is her hobby. And after she finished the test, grade your date a B. I-T-C-H. And watch her get mad cause she know it's true. She know it. But a nigga like me will say fuck you. Do like Ice Cube, slam her ass in a ditch. Cause a bitch is a bitch.
Why I gotta be a bitch?
I ain't call you no bitch. If you listen to the goddamn song, it'll tell you what a
song,
bitch is.
Fuck the song, cause I'm not no motherfucking bitch.
I didn't say you was a bitch. If you stop acting like a goddamn bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you. Who the fuck you think you are?
Scandalous ass hoe.
Yeah, I'm a good
fuck
hoe,
you.
Bitch.
Suck my dick, bitch. Oh, scandalous ass doo-doo dog. I once knew a bitch who got slapped. Cause she played me like she was all that. A bitch can be your best friend talking behind your back. About who fucking who and who's getting fat. Look at yourself for me. Now do you fall in this category? Are you the kind that won't blink? Cause you don't think your shit stinks. Lucky I haven't had a drink. Cause I down your ass. Then I clown your ass. Cause the niggas I hang with ain't rich. We'll all say, fuck you, bitch. Now what can I do with a hoe like you? Bend your ass over and then I'm through. Cause you see, Ice Cube ain't taking no shit. Cause I think a bitch is a bitch.
There you have it. The description of a bitch. Now ask yourself, are they talking about you? Are you that funky, dirty, money-hungry, scandalous, stuck-up, hairpiece contact-wearing bitch? Yep, you probably are.
But if that is you, let the shoe fit because it's a slip-on. Excuse the explicit content of tonight's episode, but we have to nail this point across. I got to put the hammer on the head, and I gotta drive it if I got to shoot you with some lead. I just want you to understand, if y'all act right with us, we'll act right with y'all, man. Mr. Lou Lavish. I know that you want to tap out, you know, the ladies love you like LL, so you ain't got a lot to say. I'm not going to press you because, it's me and Cousin Marcy tonight. Cousin Marcy.
Oh, my God.
Cousin Marcy.
Yeah.
That was damn for that.
I was over here taking notes from Ice Cube. See, that's where I learned. I don't know. I never want to be the person they're talking about in the rap song, so I don't know.
I just don't understand these women, man. You know, and to me, like, I'm older than both of y'all, and I've dealt with a lot of women my whole life. I've seen a lot of things. I've interacted with a lot of women. And from my experiences and in this modern era that we're living in now, if I met a girl, like, say, just for example, I'm in Food Max or Food for Less somewhere, and I meet a girl and I'm like, damn, she's pretty, I like her, I want to approach her, I dig her, she looks good. Who knows? Her brother could be the leader of the Hoover Crips, I don't know about. She could be a scammer. She could be a Visine in your drink type chick. You don't know what you're getting. She could have three baby daddies, two of them in prison. You don't know about. It's like you really don't know what you're getting. You know, you really don't know what she look like. Her hair is fake, all that other stuff. It's like you don't know what you're going to get. That's the funny part about it. Because if you go back in the day,
I can't see talking to any, like, not personally, but I don't see how, just like that lady was saying in that clip, you will want to have yourself together. I mean, when you're in your 20s and stuff, like, that's supposed to be, like, your learning phase. You could still be going to college at that time. You know what I mean? If you go to be a doctor, you're in school practically until you're, like, 30, 35 years old. So you don't have it together then. I'm my age now, and it's just like, I've done some, like, been through some things, but at this point, it's just like, I can't even imagine. I would not even want to allow someone, because that's just crazy. You want to have yourself together first. If you're not together, you might be more susceptible to having that exchange like you just had on that song, because neither one of you were prepared for what the other, you know, person was bringing to the table. So it's just like, leave that shit alone.
But even if you are prepared, you got your shit together, you cool, you know where you're going, you know where you've been, you're in a positive trajectory to move up in the world. You meet a girl, you have no idea what her past is.
None
whatsoever. And please,
leave it
fellas,
alone.
And please, fellas, do not ask her her body count, because she's not going to tell you the truth. You know?
Exactly.
And the last time I did that was, 15 years ago, I asked a girl her body count, and she didn't tell me her body count, but what she told me, she said, I asked her, matter of fact, it wasn't her body count. I asked her, you know, did you like it? She's like, yeah, I liked it. You know, was it good? Yeah, it was good. And then she had a funny look on her face, and I said, why are you looking like that? And she was like, you know, it was good, but, you know, man, I had this dude that, you know, he had, like, this porn star thing going on.
No.
And I'm like, wow. She actually told me that. She was like,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you wasn't as big as my last boyfriend. And she said, she actually told me that. She said all the girls, she was afraid to take her dude around because he was a security guard. And for some reason, she could never make him wear pants where he wasn't exposed. He would always wear a security guard uniform, and the girls was peeping his thing like that cucumber prank that be going on, where they'll send a guy up into a crowd, and he got a cucumber in his pants, and he'll walk up and try to talk to a girl. It's a prank, you know, and the girls is steady looking at that cucumber and thinking that's what it is. They all giving him play. She said she didn't like that because she was in too much competition with other women because he had this. And I'm thinking, and I blew her back out, and all I did was tickle the top. I guess all I really did was tickle the top.
That's what the kids like to say, called moated.
I got moated and corroded.
Don't tell. And
I got moated, but
some people out there, they'll try to tell you, even because of course I have cousins, but because my little cousin brothers, and the things that they'll do, like, you know, these kids are crazy. Like, they're crazy. Even the people my age, like, it's you know, and now, you know, they shouldn't have never gave these niggas cameras. They shouldn't have never gave up phones. It's too many people out there. I know they got lawsuits just waiting. It's right in the palm of their hands and their phones. Don't get into that stuff. You people think it's cool to be out there videotaping and doing all those kinds of things. That, again, is moded. But it's a sign of the times. And it's back to that word we was saying earlier.
But when you look at it, too, when you actually look at it, you can ask that question. But if you take the average woman, because women is the ones that allow sex. So if a woman, let's say between the ages of 18 to 25, and you met her and she's 26, and she's beautiful, she don't look like she's a crackhead or run down, imagine how many men that she's been with. She can never tell you the truth. That's why women lie about their body count. They cannot tell you the truth. She probably had porn star dudes up in her, and she will never let you know that. So you never know what she's been exposed to. You'll never know if you're ever going to satisfy her. And you will never know if she's thinking about the other guy. Feel me? Because they always say that.
I ain't going to tell her either.
They always say, no, see, women like that. Women want a man that has other bitches.
I heard it. I heard a voice. Hold on.
I ain't tell her ass either. Shit.
Shit, I would. I always tell that.
We can both do that. I ain't tell her either.
No woman want a man that no other women don't want.
Right.
No woman wants a man that ain't got chicks. Or women don't find him desirable.
Man, it's fifth grade. Come on now. Nobody's still doing that in this day and age. No,
that's not true,
I'm
Marcy.
I'm so oblivious to all of this. I cannot believe this.
A woman does not want a man that no other women don't want. A woman does not want a man that no other women want. I can give you an example. If that was the case, why the hell would Nick Cannon and Future of all these baby moms, Sophia or Sophia, whatever his name is.
Why we told you why Nick Cannon is having all these kids. You know why he's doing that, right? Because he's afraid
he
don't want
to die. He's not
doing
nothing. They're giving it to him. They're giving it to him. So, and they already know that he got all these baby mamas. Women like men that have
he's paying them
to other
for their
men.
Stem cells. Yeah.
But
the other ones
okay,
are just doing the normal
stuff.
They're doing the normal stuff. They're going to do that. They're going to have multiple kids. They're going to have a lot of kids. I mean, I don't.
I'm talking about
children.
A lot of women. I'm not talking about kids.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about women.
Yeah, they're going to have a
lot
of women.
If everybody
know
that Future got a gang of women and know that he's been around the block, but they still want to give it to him. No woman wants a man that don't other women want. Well, who cares?
But Annie's supposedly broke.
That's not the point. A woman wants a man that other women want. They always want something that they can't have. And when they get it, they think they can change. It's been a proven fact over years. Even Dennis Rodman had chicks. And everybody thought he was a weirdo. And he still had the cream of the crop of chicks. So it's like no woman want a man that no other woman want. So believe me, I would tell a woman, girl, please, I've been around the block, up and down the street, and around the corner, and ducked in a couple alleys.
Freeway.
All of that. I done had fellatio on
the
freeway in the rain.
Oh, Lord.
All of that.
Strike that from the record.
Okay. I'm going to strike that. But it's a true story on multiple times. Let me go to this clip right here, man. This is going to be very enlightening as well, too. Clip number 4. Let me check. Y'all make sure, man, hit the follow button if you're listening online. Set up a free account. It don't cost nothing. All you have to do is enter your email. You'll be able to receive notifications, alerts on upcoming shows and celebrity guests. G. Lou, if you're still with me, I forgot, man, to give out the sponsor situation tonight. Can you help me, man? I need to get a sip of drink, man. I'm kind of losing my voice. I'm kind of out of breath. I'm so passionate and excited, you know, man. Can you look out for me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. The sponsor. Yay. The sponsor. Got to give a shout out to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the whole Kwan conglomerate. Much love and respect. Shout out to Stacey Adams, Fly Menswear. Go to tweedcadillac.com, click on the link, and you will be connected to Stacey Adams directly, and you can put your order in or whatever, and you can get a discount through the tweedcadillac.com website. That is Stacey Adams Fly Menswear. Also got to give a shout out to Sun Sound Concerts and Tours. That is Sun Sound Concerts and Tours. Any information on any shows, concerts, stadium events, anything, Sun Sound Concerts and Tours is your destination. Check them out. Also, got to give a shout out to MagnificentWax.com. That is Magnificent Wax. Fly is best wax ever. You know what I mean? To have your ride just looking real clean. Go to the website, MagnificentWax.com. Let them know Tweed Cadillac sent you that way, and they will get you a discount as well. And they're also located in selective Walmarts throughout the country. Magnificent Wax. Got to give a shout-out to Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, locally owned and operated in Los Angeles, California. FunDiggity.com is the website. Go over there, place your order, do whatever. Like I said, they have the DoorDash, Uber Eats, all of those hookups. So they'll deliver to you, or you can pick it up, or you can order your own cake mix or whatever, funnel cake mix, and make your own stuff, you know. So they got it hooked up for you. FunDiggity Funnel Cakes, FunDiggity.com is the site. Tap in. Also, One Stop Funk Shop. Got to give a shout out to them. Rest in peace to the homie Boots Rothschild, the voice of 93.3 Tweed FMism, and also the G Lou Show on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays on Blog Talk Radio. The GLouShow.com is the website as well. Shout out to cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, Floss, and Hank, and those are our sponsors.
And we're on our fifth day countdown for the celebration, birthday celebration of a pimp, a player, an all-around cool guy with 22-inch guns, pythons. G. Lou, man, happy birthday.
You're talking about Jay-Z?
It's coming to – no, man, we're talking about Lou Lapis. We're talking about Lou Lapis. The celebration of the birth
love,
of a
bro.
Player. 11/22
Thanks,
is coming down, man. Be on the lookout, man, for the new E by DJ Maniac. Cousin Marcy, I finna pull your wig out. I finna push your wig back on this one right
here.
No.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't even speak it into existence.
All right, let me get a better choice of words. Let me get a better choice of words. What I'm gonna do?
I'm big on that. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna rearrange your lace front.
Okay. Better
put your wig back.
I gotta put a braid in it or something.
You better get a skull cap and batten the hatches.
Give him a wave
cap. It's about to be windy like I was in Rancho Cucamonga the other day. Man,
oh,
I saw a news clip.
That wind was crazy.
Man, it was crazy.
Man, that wind was crazy. I was
scared.
I
saw it
on
the news footage. I saw it on the news footage. And, like, I remember my Fontana days. I remember my Rialto days. Man, that shit blew down my fence. It was ridiculous. So I understand that. 93.3 FM, Lou Lavis, G. Lou, Cousin Marcy, Mr. Melody, Tweed Cadillac. Check this out.
Okay.
So we got one of our brothers that's, you know, going through the, you know, turmoil of dating in America. Let's review it.
So I met this one girl on dating app, right? Showed these bad, you know what I'm saying? Whoopie doo swipe, right? We start chopping up. Great. Everything cool, right? Shorty asked me, what do I bring to the table?
Why do y'all ask that question? Today, I just want to know. I've never personally been asked that question on any kind of date. That's something new y'all coming up with now, what you bring to the table. Because first thing I'm thinking when you say what I'm bringing to the table, I'm thinking in my mind some sort of provision. I don't know you to talk about provision yet. You're going like way too far. The moment I meet you, now you're already trying to get in my pockets? No, I'm trying to talk to you, get to know you. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that question would just throw me completely off. But let's continue.
Innocent question. Nothing wrong with that at all, right?
There's a lot wrong with it, actually. It's not innocent. Because when women ask that question, they're trying to find out about your resources.
So I start listing stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on this. I'm working on that. This is where I'm working. This is how much I made. This is my goals in life.
Men, stop telling women all your goals when you first meet them. Don't tell them your direction. Don't tell them anything. You just need to get to know them. Keep mystery about you to a point. They don't need to know everything about you. It takes some time to get to know you. Don't be an open book all the time. You know, be honest with people, but don't be telling them everything just to get to know them. That's just wisdom.
All that good. Because I got these things, you know what I'm saying? I know what the fuck I bring to the table, right? So then I flip the script and I ask her. I said, what do you bring to the table?
Fair question, because she asked him that.
This girl said, what do you mean what I bring to the table? What you mean what I mean? Like, what you mean? Simple question. Same question you asked me, right? This girl said, she said, do you not see how I look? You know, I got my body done. You know, you see my hair. You saying I'm not cute. You saying I'm not pretty. I said, nah, I ain't say that. I'm saying, what do you bring to the table? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you saying? Question you ask me.
Translation. Your looks mean nothing when it gets down to the nitty gritty. Yes. And it, the men, you know, like this, what they see. You tell me you got your body done. You got this done. You got that. Yes. Aesthetically, it looks good. But when the rubber meets the road in a relationship, don't mean much. Doesn't mean much at all. You spend so much time, some of you women, out here with spending money on a plastic surgery, taking dangerous risks with your life, going under anesthesia, thinking that's going to get you somebody. And this man right here is saying that's not nothing to bring to the proverbial table.
She couldn't answer, and Shorty got offended.
Of course she couldn't answer, because she don't have nothing to offer.
Shorty then proceeds to go off on me, then blocks me. And then she unblocks me and says she was offended because she said she felt like I was saying that she wasn't worth anything.
No, the man didn't say that. You know you're not worth anything. Because all you're going to bring to the table is your body. I mean, you know, I mean, that's not, you're not bringing anything at that point. Because a man can go trick off if he want to and get some woman's body to use for a small fee. If that's what he want to do.
The way that you acting, you kind of not. Because what it sounds like is like, oh, you had to offer is your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you get your body done, pretty face and all the bullshit. That shit don't mean nothing to your personality ass. And her personality was definitely ass. Superficial female. And that's how most females are. And that's why it sucks to date out here. But, hey, her loss.
Yeah, and I feel for you brothers, man. I feel for y'all 100%. I would not want to be in your position. I am glad that I am married. I'm happy. Because from what I see out here now, with these modern American women, y'all, some of y'all better start joining the passport, bros. That's the only thing I'm saying. You know, expand your options, you know, through women throughout the world. But bring, yeah, your body's not, no, that's not nothing. Your character, focus on that. Instead of going underneath the knife, why don't you go take that same money and go get some cooking classes. Go learn how to cook. I put up a poll on our community tab. You can go see it. And I said, hey, would you want a woman that went to culinary school or got plastic surgery? Guess what men said? Overwhelmingly 95%+, I think 96%, said they would rather a woman that went to culinary school and not a woman that got plastic surgery. You understand? See, men value cooking, not your body like that. Sure, take care of yourself. Sure, you know, do what you got to do, because the more you take care of your body, is going to, you know, it's kind of like this analogy. Your body is the bait for the man. That's what it is. And the man is out there, you know, he's trying to catch something. So you got the bait, that gets him in. But once you got the man in, now you got to present what's in here. You understand? And if in here is empty and hollow, if what's in here is trash, it don't matter about that body. It don't matter how much you stay in the gym. Don't matter. Because you don't got nothing going on in here. Just as much as you need to go fix your body and your hair and everything, fix your heart too. Get rid of all your trauma.
Exactly.
That's I like to approach this. Your Honor, can I approach the bench? May I approach
you
the bench,
can.
Your Honor?
Speak on it.
Okay.
Defendant.
So, no, I'm the prosecutor. I'm a big,
you're
I'm a big prosecutor on this one. So your wonderful BBLs, they have specials on them now. We could get them on special. It started $4,000. $4,000. You could do this in Miami, but of course the price is going to go up because you're going to have to pay for that airfare. And of course have your travel partner with you for when you get out of surgery, because they're going to have to wheel you out on your stomach. Don't forget some of these lovely common side effects, which include excessive bleeding after surgery, pain, scarring, skin discoloration, infection, fluid, or blood accumulation underneath the buttocks, allergic reactions, skin loss. So you see in those pictures where someone has their whole bottom cut off. The main problem that strikes when these things go wrong, the reason that is so dangerous, is straightforward. The butts, your buttocks, is men and women. It contain a multitude of blood vessels, some as large as drinking straws. These drain into the inferior vena cava. If you know what that is, that's the main pump that's in your heart. It's a direct line to your heart. So you in there messing with a piece of meat.
Oh, my God.
Just to play with it. Huh. And that thing can go right to your heart. And you out of here. But you won today. I can't. You won
today. But as I said in the monologue, we can tell a fake booty from the front. If a girl is walking toward us, just how your thighs are aligned, it's not really real. We can see that before we even see the BBL. We can tell. And what's the triple body? It gives you that ant booty. You look like an ant, a red ant. Remember red ants used to be all around your house, and you have to spray them and water hose them down. They got them big old booties and baby-ass legs. These girls didn't realize that your thighs and your legs don't match their booty. It ain't really cool, man. And look, speaking of BBLs, a girl in Colombia, she decided she was going to go over there to the Dominican, no, it wasn't Colombia, the DR, the Dominican Republic, to get hers, and they took her kidney, and she didn't even know. She left with a BBL, and they stole her kidney. But you did all of that for nothing, because I don't know about...
Well, the fad is ending. The fad is ending. The main ones that, you know, that started that didn't have no ass, they're getting them removed now. So they're going to all try to follow in her with her, because I'm talking about Kim Kardashian. Now they just want to take them out because they want to look slimmer. Now we want to look how we supposed to look. After you didn't get with the... Like, you didn't did all this. Like, that's evil to me. That's evil. And I now just
no, it just
regular.
Shows that women are sheep. They are followers. Whoever is the happening girl, they want to look just like her. Because to me, the stupidest thing, I can overlook the hair weaves. I can overlook the lashes. I can overlook the fake lips. I can overlook the breast enhancements. I can even overlook the BBLs. You know what irks me so much is the fake baby here.
What?
To me, that's the stupidest thing in the world. That is that fake baby hair shit. And, it's like, really?
You
shave off your eyebrows. You shave off your eyebrows to draw some other eyebrows. But now you got the fake baby hair and you're 30 years old. Get the fuck out of here. Some bullshit, man. It's bullshit.
I couldn't find things to do with my kids' baby hair. They all have head full of hair. And that was one part that I used to be like, what am I going to do with this hair that's on your face, like when they're a baby? But now it's like, oh, look,
a trend.
Now, look what everybody else is doing. So
yeah, it's a fashion statement.
Theirs isn't fake.
Because y'all are sheep. Women are sheep. They do whatever every other woman is doing. And then they feel that, okay, I'm in the game now because
true.
I got this. Y'all are followers, man. Y'all all look
they
alike.
Are. We are. Some
and,
of us are.
Some
of us look alike.
It's a goddamn shame. The majority of you, so-called, them to the third power. But everybody else is like, you guys are on a, man...
So
on a path
that
you're going to regret.
What would you do? Because I'm still at the bench. You got to tell me the objection. Say, for instance, with all these what ifs, some kind of way, some magic happened, and you wound up with this person, but they didn't tell you that you were going to be part of their plan. Like, you could be talking to this young lady, and everything is going good, and she's like, yeah, I want you to spend a weekend with me, and you're just going to go here with me, and I might just need you, you know, to go get me something to eat and take care of me for a day, but she didn't tell you all that was going to be included. Are you going to help her that next day when that fat starts to drain out of those tubes? Are you going to help her?
No.
Are you
going to
help get that?
Me
yeah.
personally, I'm not even going to be at that scene of the crime. It's your body, your choice, remember? Because if I told you that,
no, you
that I don't want that baby, and you say, well, I'm going to have my baby, and ain't nobody, it's my body. And I said, baby, I don't want to have that baby. But you're going to tell me that, well, I'm going to have this baby. It ain't about you. It's my body. I'm going to have that baby. So, no, I'm not going to be there. When your booty meat is leaking, when you got, when you can't sit on the airplane coming back from Miami to South Central LA, I'm not going to be on that plane. None of that shit. You made the call. You deal with the situation and consequences that are contributed with the move that you decided to make. So,
and don't forget, it's
going to
be yellow and green, and it's not going to smell nice either, so.
Oh, my God.
Then there's that, yeah.
And it still looks
go,
fake.
Girl.
And it's still going to look
go,
fake. No matter how much you try to camouflage it, it's still going to look fake. I feel so bad for little Kim, because I bet you that if she could take it back again, she would like, why would I mess up my face like that? Why would I mess up my body like that when I was respected for being the cute girl? Yeah, I wasn't Faith Evans, but I was still cute. And look what she did.
And it hurts.
Turned herself into a monster.
Do you like
Turned herself into a monster, though. She's ugly.
And it hurts, too.
She's ugly, smugly. Her new name should be MC Smugly, because you're ugly. And she just fell for the okey-doke, man. She fell for the okey-doke, and it's like, wow. And what do you think the doctor's saying? He ain't even returning her calls. Well, doctor, this is not what I wanted. Can you fix it? And he ain't even returning her calls.
No, he's returning them because he's the one that has to keep the – see, this requires maintenance. I forgot to tell you that part, too. Yeah, you got to go back ever so often like a tune-up, and you got to get more and more and more. So he's answering her calls for sure.
So he's fucking her up even worse then. Every time she goes for a tune-up.
Because if she doesn't get the tune-up, that's when stuff starts going bad and you might get the leakage and stuff because your body is trying to normally age. And then the ones that do it, and then they want to go have a baby on top.
Oh, my God. So, G.
I'm
going to
go back
G.
to my seat.
G. Lou, imagine we take our lacks to go get maintenance at the dealership, right? And we go in there, and all we need is a basic tune-up and an oil change. But they only put, see, in my lack, I need, what is it, 7.5 quarts of oil, but they only put 5 quarts of oil in our shit. And now we all
right.
fucked up because we think that we good, but we ain't got enough oil. So I didn't know that booty. I didn't know that booties need maintenance and all of that. That's crazy, man.
Yep, you need maintenance. Yep.
Wow. But little Kim, it ain't no way that you could.
We didn't even start on the face.
That personally, so I don't. Not a fan of anything like that for women, man. I just love women. Be natural, be who you are.
Exactly. Back in the Freaknik days. Remember the Freaknik days.
You don't have to have all that. Just be yourself, man.
Remember
yeah.
the Freaknik days. All the girls. I remember the Ladera Park days and the LA days when we go out on Sundays on Crenshaw. The girls, even if you didn't have long hair. You know, you had the finger waves, or you had the pressing curls, and y'all was cool, man.
We had confidence back then. Yeah, we had confidence back then, and even someone like me coming up in school, like I'm a shy person. I'm still like that to this day. But yeah, we had a certain kind of level of confidence, even if we didn't have those kinds of things. And then for those of us that were endowed, we didn't even know it like that. For a true story, I used to hide my rump. I totally dressed in TLC mode, big T-shirts, baggy pants. The only time any kind of form-fitting came out was for the cheerleading outfit. So we didn't need to put that on display, thank God, or we
exactly.
didn't think that we had to.
Exactly.
Even wearing a cheerleading uniform still felt a little like, hey, I'm kind of exposed. And then you even see the players like, wow, who is that? That's Mercy? Like, are that so-and-so? So, yeah, we had at least a little bit of confidence left back then where we didn't have to go with the grain. And, again, this the next 10 years is really going to be interesting to see the changes that these people's bodies are going to start, you know, going through. And the ones that we didn't even know, you know, that didn't tell us, oh, yeah, I went to see Dr. Body. And, oh, yeah, I went to me, this is up there with the loud mouth and all that other stuff because they're flaunting it. So, and it's not healthy, and we have to respect, especially the ones that are entertaining us. I have respect for the Koi Lorrays. I have respect for the Glorillas because these are some normal-looking young ladies. They coming out here rapping. They ain't getting injected. They ain't getting their boobs done. They not doing none of that stupid stuff. And you don't
have to. I got a problem with Glorilla, though. Look at what she's talking about. Now, I would hate for my daughters to
be that's one
stuck
song.
Up in her
that's
propaganda.
One song. Yeah, that's one song.
No, it's multiple songs. It's not just the new
one. No,
that's
next show.
The other
song, can we talk about it? Can we talk about it? Which one?
Well,
which one? Because in one song, she giving, like, praise.
I'm talking about the latest song.
The FNF?
Yeah, well, you can say what
it is. I don't like FNF.
Yeah, well, that's some bullshit.
That's like a scrub song. That's like a scrub song. But the one where she say kind of like, don't give up, and that's why
I'm
never give up because I love them.
Nut Quick. What about Nut Quick?
Oh, not that one. That's not the one
I'm talking
about.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. I don't want my daughters, if I had young daughters, I don't want my daughters to be, you know, impressionable to think that that's it. Like Bad Baby. She was a country trailer park white girl, and have you seen her body work?
You know, I've seen her body work. I can't get too much on Bad Baby.
I'm talking about her
white.
Face. Her face. She looks,
she
like
looks
a completely
ethnic
different person.
Now. She looks
a completely
ethnic
different
now.
Person.
She looks ethnic, but she is doing something positive. But
whatever.
She doesn't
whatever,
look way
if
different.
You say so. Whatever.
Yeah,
let me
she
play
is.
This,
she's
man.
Advocating for the abused.
Whatever, whatever.
Let me cut you out.
Whatever.
She advocating for the abused, okay? Her new
do you realize that she didn't have to do all of that? girls was already jealous
she
of her.
She did it.
Because her OnlyFans.
She did it.
She's making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions and millions. Yeah. But now she conformed. Even Mexican girls now got the fake lips, the BBLs. They want to, everybody want to be down because they're all sheep and no leaders.
It's the Kylie Jenner look. That's all look like Kylie.
Exactly.
Barbara,
let me play this
one,
man.
Right,
let me play this one before you went on time. Check this out, y'all. 90.2 FM. Cousin Marcy, G. Lou.
Popular podcast, I Am Athlete, recently just dropped a video, and one of the hosts, Pac-Man Jones, said that black women are aggressive. And I didn't even get offended because it's true. Even myself, I can admit that I do too much. I was even talking to my homegirl yesterday about it. And that's called accountability. Like, okay, I might not always be intentional when I'm coming off aggressive, but let me learn how to talk to people. Let me learn how to reel it back. That doesn't mean let people walk all over you and disrespect you. No, but sometimes it's okay to be the bigger person and just dial back, choose your words wisely. That will help you out in relationships, friendships, or any form of relationships throughout your life. And trust me, even to myself, you will see a whole new light on how people treat you based off how you treat them.
Man, I'm going to keep it real with y'all, man. I feel like most women from my community don't know how to talk to a man like they got some sense, man. You know, I had to tell one girl one time, say, bro, talk to me like you talk to that dude that signed your checks, because I be seeing how you get down on your knees for him. You see what I'm saying? But because I'm not signing your checks, you don't got to treat me with no dignity and respect. I feel that. You know, this family, too. This ain't even like no regular person off the street, bro. Some of your family talk to you like they crazy. But you want to see how aggressive and masculine some of our women can be? Just go to, like, a little boy football game or basketball game. They be in the sidelines about to fight the referees and the other team's moms and stuff. Like, I told y'all a couple of weeks ago, I seen a woman running down the sideline so hard and talking crazy to the officials that she dropped her baby, literally, and didn't pick him up. I'm talking about the baby on the ground crying, did not pick him up. And a lot of these women, tongues are just sharper than razor blades, man, and they belittle men and they belittle women around them. They're just mean and toxic and just upset and nasty, bro. It's poisonous, bro. It is what it is. A lot of women from my community behave like that, and they ain't never gonna get nowhere acting like that, bro.
Biggest thing y'all ever done?
I had a with three really, really, really popular players, and I had to sign an NFA.
I know her dad is somewhere in a fetal position. Yeah. Now, in no shape or form am I saying the women in my generation were perfect, but they were nowhere near as loose as the women from today, bro. The information that these women are willingly putting out there, all willy-nilly, is information you would have had to waterboard out of the women from my generation. This is the most sexually promiscuous generation that I've seen. It is what it is. They don't care about letting you know what they got going on in the bedroom, who they doing it with. It's just weird to me, bro.
She's a 10 out of 10, but she does OnlyFans.
Nah, zero.
Zero.
Straight zero.
Zero, man. Nah.
That's a minus 10. Five.
Yeah, she's
five.
What's
she bringing in the back, though?
How much is the back, though?
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yo, I'm with brother. I would never take an OnlyFans girl seriously, especially if she was having intercourse on camera. And really, all of this OnlyFans stuff started during the height of the pandemic. They got desperate and needed money, and that showed you what they were willing to do to get that bag. You can't deal with women who will sell themselves on a public platform when things get hard. You cannot deal with a woman like that. That woman has a price. Any man with some money could pay her to smash. If she'll do it on camera, she'll do it in real life for the right amount of money.
Telling my girlfriend I can't pay rent this month prank.
What's
wrong?
What's
wrong?
I'm not going to be able to pay the rent.
Why not?
Because I don't have enough money.
You don't have enough money? So that means I get to help you? Yes, it does. I get to help you. Finally. You don't ever let me help you with anything. I got it. It's fine.
No.
I get to help you with something.
I don't.
For once.
Why?
Because I like to help you and you don't ever let me, so I'm excited
no,
now.
No, you shouldn't.
Why?
Because you shouldn't.
Yes, I should. That's what I'm here for, to back you up when you can't. So I'm excited.
I ain't gonna lie, this little video put a smile on my face. It actually warmed up that place where my heart used to be. It's an icebox there. Nah, let me stop playing. But no, bro, I like the fact that she was willing to help her man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to find women who aren't selfish today, bro. I know hypergamy is real. We all know that. But some of these women will literally give you the shirt off their back if you need it, dog. Some of them. What's the chances of you running into, like, a unicorn like that? I ain't saying it's strong, but, bro, they do exist. That's all I'm saying. I'm just here to say they are a few good women left out here, bro.
All men are the same. All men are the same. No, they're not. Maybe you're just looking in the wrong areas. You're not going to find a good man up at the club. You're not going to find a good man up at a bar. Have you tried nerds? They're taking over the world right now. And a lot of them are looking like Goku out here, running like Naruto. Come on.
Yeah, whenever I hear stuff like this, I'm already knowing what type of woman it is, man, because there is so much diversity amongst the male gender, bro. You know, you got some intelligent, loyal, faithful guys, and you got some dumb, unloyal, unfaithful guys, right? But what I will say is this. When the women say men are all the same, the first thing I say to myself, no, the men that you like, your type, they are all the same. You going after a specific demographic of men, and they all run in the same circle. They all have the same central dogma. They all believe that they should be running through these holes, and that's what they're doing. It is what it is.
Also, another reason why women is acting more like men nowadays is because they're losing their masculinity. Y'all not giving us what we need. If you can't have control of the situation and you acting like a woman, how can we let our guard down and give you that control?
On approach, y'all act like the man.
That don't make no sense.
We need to be masculine until
no,
you show
don't.
Us. Until
incorrect.
You show us that
no,
you can be. Otherwise,
incorrect.
We're not going to step into our
incorrect.
Femininity. Like,
you, femininity is not conditioning.
Conditional
if you
femininity.
Have a vagina, you should always be feminine. If I'm dealing with a man, I'm going to be feminine regardless. If he is too soft or weak for me, I'm just going to, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to move on.
Right.
But I'm not
period.
About to start acting like DMX.
Exactly. They're acting like DMX. Come on, man. Come on. We damn near is about to be kicked off the platforms, 9 o'clock. Last words, Cousin Marcy. These women act
good.
Like they DMX, man.
Thanks
nobody want to come
I'm like
home
him, too. What they really want from a ninja. I'm like,
for
no.
real, though.
No.
What do
yeah,
they
I
want,
don't know.
Man?
If we got to come
they
back
want...
for this. This is never ending. We have to come back for this. And thanks
and
for having
we,
me
and,
back.
And,
I have
and believe me, we will definitely do it because I ain't buying no maintenance kits for you. I'm not buying manicures, pedicures. I'm not buying Brazilian Indian wigs. I'm not doing nothing there. Because look, if that's your get down, that's your maintenance. How would I look if I ask you, can you give me some money to go get my hair cut? Feel me? You wouldn't want to do that, but you want me to pay for a mani and pedi for you. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Or help
women
with
have
that
to
healing
understand.
Process. Yeah, you got to help her. You got to help her. You got to get with those
yeah,
fluids.
Right.
You got to get that
yeah,
Band-Aid.
Right. First of all, before you met me, you was taking care of your hygiene. When your bush was kind of furry when you met me, I bet you the first time you knew that you was going to give it to me, you went and got you some neat and some Nair, and you took care of it. I didn't have to fund that. So why now I have to fund for you to get a mani and pedi? Because I'm dating you. Get the hell up out of here. Your maintenance is your maintenance. I don't ask you to take my 501s to the cleaners and get them extra heavy starch. Feel me? So I'm not going to take care of your personal maintenance. That's your responsibility. Period. That's just my viewpoints. G. Lou, I know you ain't got nothing to say about that because you trying to stay in the neutral zone. I understand.
Man, I want to say peace and love to everyone out there. Much love and respect, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that there real quick, did he? He said that shit there real quick. But, hey, I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. But, look, your responsibility is your responsibility, man. Your maintenance mm-hmm. is your responsibility. If you're a high-maintenance person, that's your responsibility. It should not be placed on a man to take care of your maintenance. If you choose to wear Brazilian wigs, pay for them. That's what you want to do. But look, I got to see you without the Brazilian wig before you even come in my presence. I got to see what you look like beyond the makeup and the lashes. That's just my personal opinion.
Beyond the groove. Reminds me of a song. Got to see what you look like beyond the groove.
For real, though. Because if I had the fake waves that they glued on my head in bay form, and then when I come to bed with you and I take off my fake waves and set them on a nightstand, would you respect me? No. You would be consistently turned off, like, what the hell is this shit? This nigga got on the fake wave cap, and it looked like he got
that's happening.
Fly-ass waves.
Let's talk about the reverse next time. Yeah, and that's happening. These guys are out there doing the same thing.
Exactly. Some guys resort to that. The reason I went bald, because my barber told me, Tweed, you know you're losing in the front. It ain't going to be too much more I could do. That's what he told me. And I said, well, fuck it. I'm finna shave my head off. Do you realize that I was the first ball rapper in the 90s? And I wore it with pride. So I understood that. You can't hold on to shit. Feel me? You can't really hold on to shit. I was the first rapper to have on a fucking mink coat in a video, the four puffy them. But once that barber told me, Tweed, ain't nothing else I could do for you. The waves was gone, and it was nothing else I could do. So I understood that. A man has to understand who he is and has to deal with who he is and roll with the punches. But a woman put on a lace front, you ugly as fuck, and you got a lace front, and now you're pretty, but you're not really you. But then you want to call me an insecure. Until next week, y'all. Cousin Marcy, we're coming back with a part two. Don't even trip. We're going to be back on their necks. We're going to be back on the society, the issues that plague our black community. Hopefully, we might not can fix the problem, but we can at least put a spotlight on the situation. Thank you so much, Cousin Marcy, man.
Peace and love, y'all. Peace, D-Lou. Have a good one, y'all.
Peace. We out.